the art and science of hacking our environment or modulating it to support our body is what biohacking is. Did you also know that this is a key element to becoming a radiant human? Through supporting our bodies to be as pure as possible, this is where deep eating radiance comes from, an inside out approach to reduce inflammation, oxidative stress, and allow you to have powerful energy and the best sleep ever. Check out my top biohacking picks, from supplements to EMF protective clothing to water purification, air purification, blue light blocking glasses, detox options, and much, much more. Head on over to theschoolofradiance.com and check out my biohacking page. Enjoy today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Rachel Varga podcast. I'm thrilled to have you joining me here today because we are going to be carrying on the conversation around skincare, rejuvenation, and self-care toxins, because you're tuning in here to learn all about ways to optimize our body, mind, spirit, and energy practices to bring forth a higher level of radiance and beauty. So I'm going to give you kind of an on-the-spot update. I had a lovely conversation this morning with one of my skincare reps from an amazing UK-based company, and she filled me in on a couple of statistics. So this is why I like to check in with my various skincare company representatives. I like to attend almost as many conferences as I possibly can to stay up to date with the latest and greatest in the world of skincare, rejuvenation, cellular aging, longevity, and all of that good stuff. It's like a part-time job keeping up with this, and it can be hard to navigate what is going to be a gimmick and what is going to stand the test of time. If my 10 plus years of experience has taught me anything, it's that new bright shiny objects are always just around the corner, and it does take a number of years, usually about 7 to 8 years, for something to really prove whether or not it's something that's going to stay in regards to providing the effects that we're hoping for, in regards to cellular regeneration and rejuvenation, and also, is it safe long term? When we're talking about safe skincare ingredients, my representative gave me the most updated list of banned ingredients, and you've probably heard me use the term Big Cosmo. I would equate Big Cosmo as being now in the same boat as Big Pharma and Big Food, unfortunately. So buyer beware. And what's interesting about the Big Cosmo industry is that I'm seeing a lot of weird skincare ingredients like DNA, like tin, like nitrates, and really strange ingredients that, okay, when you dig a little bit deeper, they either have a purpose or they're literally a chemical byproduct that's a cheap filler product. But the worst part is a lot of these really strange skincare ingredients are being marketed to our youth, which obviously could have downstream hormonal and reproductive issues. So you've been warned, and if you care about this stuff, you are in good company. All right, so the UK has a list of 1,300 banned skincare ingredients. Canada has 500. Banned skincare ingredients. The FDA in the US has 11. So the UK at 1,300, Canada at 500, and the FDA at 11. Which country-based companies would you rather get your skincare products from? It should be pretty obvious that, and I've known this for a long time, that Europeans have really been ahead of us in North America in regards to skincare. You know, these rejuvenation clinics, people show up for like a week at a time. And actually, one of my clients a long time ago, as a physician herself, she was like, you have to check out this rejuvenation resort. And there are these really cool destination holiday types of resorts that you can go, and you meet with a nutritionist, you have your own diet protocol, you get access to all of these amazing energy-based rejuvenation options, you're in a really clean environment with good lighting, good air, clean water, and then you're getting some rejuvenation done. And what that really is to me, it's like the combination of biohacking and rejuvenation in one. And in my opinion, that is the dream. So that's what you're expecting to learn from me here. It's how can we maximize and slow our aging process? And how can we sometimes incorporate certain technologies and methodologies and test kits to really make sure we're doing things in a way that's actually going to move the needle in the direction that we want? And same thing goes with things like EMF protection. There's been multiple studies for decades, primarily coming out of Europe, that you just won't hear, you can't even find, based in the USA. And there are some reasons for that. So in my conversation, the reason I met with this rep was because last week, you remember, I was talking about a skincare ingredient that I was hearing was sourced from an animal liver. And it was kind of alarming what I was hearing. And so I wanted to fact check this. So I reached out to the company. I literally went through the 75 products, the different products that I sell. I literally read every single ingredient and flagged, about 7 products that I have that had this specific ingredient from 2 lines that I worked with. So right away, I got a response from both of them, which is great. And then one of the companies actually said, hey, let's book a training session call with representatives so we can actually really explain a little bit more on your questions, because they're great questions. And it shows a lot about the companies that I work with how seriously they take my questions, which for the most part are your questions, right? How much they actually care about the end consumer, right? There's a lot of highly discerning individuals here that listen to the show. And you're here because you are highly discerning. You're probably a biohacker as well. And you just care about having things be in alignment with your budget, your lifestyle, your values, and your goals. And that's my bottom line for you also. So some of the things that this wonderful representative mentioned to me was that people really don't care as much as they should about skincare ingredients and all of that. And I think the reason why, it's kind of that thing you don't know until you know. And I think one of the legs up that I have is because I have taken Gen Chem, Organic Chem, and Biochem. And because I do have an understanding of this concept of toxicity, the toxic bucket theory, which you've heard me talk about, when that toxic bucket gets a bit too full from things you've been exposed to in your food, your lifestyle, your environment, that's when you're going to have, you know, skin disease manifestations, right? So we want to stay on top of your inflammation, keep that toxic bucket low. And with that, it's really important that you're using clean skincare. Now, just because you might be thinking, oh, all medical grade skincare is good, that's actually not true, because there's lots of medical grade skincare brands out there that are using really toxic ingredients, highly fragranced products, filler ingredients that are petroleum based, and just like weird ingredients like tin or DNA. So that's something I really wanted to mention, that it isn't the norm in the skincare and rejuvenation space to actually care or have an understanding. And I just did a session with Jennifer. She's an aesthetic nurse out of Michigan, and she really likes the way that I practice and is really interested in slowing aging herself. So she always wants to pick my brain. She's done practice consulting with me at rejuvenationtraining.com. She took my recent winter skin camp and she did a one-on-one with me. So there are these future rock star aesthetic holistic providers like Jennifer that are coming out of the woodworks and are working with me. And Rachel out there as well, I know you're probably listening too. There's a number of you who have booked who have booked clinical trainings with me, and I can kind of show you behind the scenes how I care for my clients so that you can offer this level of care too at rejuvenationtraining.com. If you have a question, what's involved, email me info@rachelvarga.ca. It's really my aim here on the show and also through my clinician training to provide awareness in the industry that not all skincare and not all skincare companies are created equally or care where things are being sourced and the chemical processes, preservatives, all that stuff. So some companies definitely showed their true colors as to just how much they actually care about education, about making clean ingredients, and also making sure that they're kept stable and that they work, and following what is called clean science. So this is like a very interesting topic, because I've never heard anybody else talk about this, the fact that in the medical grade skincare company, we should be placing more of an emphasis on supporting the companies that are actually on a mission to follow clean science and make clean skincare products, because that's really what I think at the end of the day, people want more of. They want to feel safe, and they want to be sure that they're using products to enhance their beauty that isn't inadvertently making them sick or actually making them age faster. It's just crazy. Some of the other things, so that's like kind of like the dark side of the skincare industry, is that a lot of companies don't care. They're just more interested in their marketing than they are in product formulation and education. I see this in a lot of over-the-counter products as well. Like a lot of the products you're probably being targeted towards on your social media ads, skin supplements. They're in it for the short term to make money, and they're making ads to get their product in front of you. And it's a new product, right? It hasn't really been around that long. So is it really that safe? Is it really that effective? So that's why I trust skin supplement companies that have been formulating with specific companies for 15 to 30 years. And I trust dermal rolling products that have been manufactured since the 90s. So these things really are important for you to know about, and you deserve to know about as well. I really like to support companies who take pride in their products and their recommendations. So it's a very interesting learning experience going through all 75 product ingredients lists and isolating 7 products that I just needed to ask some questions about. But it's also a good sign that I am carrying products that are great. There are a handful of products that I work with that are really good at, say, for example, being a good peel option. They're very strong, and with sometimes stronger actives comes the need for like a preservative type of product to keep it stable. But I also have options where you do not have to sacrifice any type of value, any type of exposure to any type of toxins. So I have a number of different options available. I warmly invite you to join the fun over at springskincamp.com. The group of women in that program is incredible. The skin camps are really a time for you all to kind of join the fun and connect and ask your questions with me live. Every skin camp is different. Every skin camp is unique. I'm really enjoying spring skin camp right now. It's not too late to join. Catch the replays and join the rest of the upcoming live sessions. These are where I do my live skincare tutorials, heatless hair care, at-home peel tutorials, at-home dermal rolling tutorials, heatless hair care tutorial, everything. That's where all the fun is in skin camps. And existing clients are welcome. New clients who haven't yet had one-on-one with me are welcome as well. Say, for example, Jennifer, we just did her one-on-one session and she just finished skin camp. That's fine too. And if you'd like to work with me one-on-one to help me help you create your optimized, personalized at-home and in-clinic rejuvenation plan, I would love to meet you. Use promo code PODCAST15 and book your session with me today at rachelvarga.ca. And for everybody else, keep hanging out with me on the show. I'm doing nearly daily updates as well, and I'm having a lot of fun. In the meantime, I have a lot of podcast request topics that I'm going to continue to slowly get through, but I just wanted to give an update on some skincare ingredient updates. And still, always make sure you're avoiding parabens, phthalates, sulfates, artificial dyes, fragrances, and let me know if you have any like strange ingredients in your products, like tin, DNA, things like that. Because I'm always curious which brands are doing this. And the brands that I see that are doing it the most are like really big box type of products. And just kind of makes you wonder, why are they putting these really shady toxins in skincare products that younger people are using? What's the deal? Is it just because it's cheap, or is there something else going on? Who knows these days, but it's really important for you to do what's right for you in every aspect of your life, body, mind, spirit, and energy practices, so that you will be your most cleanest, purest version of yourself, and so that you have better interactions with people, places, and things around you. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and I look forward to seeing you back here, right here on the Rachel Varga podcast.